Hey, this is Scott Prioli from DVC-Rental.com. What we do is help Disney Vacation Club members rent out their points when they can't use them. This helps your family save around 40 or 50% off the prices of Disney's deluxe resorts. As you're staying on Disney property, you still get Magic Bands, Fast Passes, tickets, and dining plans. Again, you can find us at www.DVC-Rental.com or on Facebook if you search for DVC-Rental webpage.
Hello, welcome to a special edition of the WDub Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Ponikorvo. Peter, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Pete, it's like the old days, me and you again, brother, yep. Right?
It's a very special WDub.
it's like Dub's throwback, like, right?
Yeah, something like that. I'm sitting in a room with half as much furniture as it used to have, and half as many lamps, and twice as many boxes. So.
And I don't know if our show's actually improved since we...
that's a good point. I don't know if we've gotten better, if we've just annoyed enough people where they subscribe just to get us to shut up about it, or...
Well, clearly, Stacy's elevated it, but we're still trying to keep it low, you know, me and you. Keep it towards the bottom.
We have a reputation to uphold. We can't be this, like, all of a sudden...
Improving?
You know, a high-class, well-produced... polished radio show.
Sound quality? Talent? What? What is that?
What?
Anyways.
Come on now.
All right, so me and you again today, brother, and I wanted to have you on because this is going to be a fun show, going to be a good show, and it's going to be educational because essentially it's a trip report. But your most recent trip down wasn't like a Walt Disney World trip per se.
Exactly. It was not Disney-centric, we'll put it that way.
But it was, but you did have a lot of Disney in it.
I did have some Disney in it, okay. Luckily, which I needed badly. But
to bring you back, okay.
Yeah. This last trip, in case anybody hasn't been listening, is I'm moving to Florida in less than 2 months. I need somewhere to sleep. So I went this trip, the whole point of it was to find a place to live.
Okay. So let's go through the whole details and let's go through the whole process. So you flew down, you took one of those early morning flights, right, buddy?
Well, I will only take an early morning flight to Orlando just because it makes my life easier and it maximizes my time. That's probably my last flight that I'll be taking to Orlando as a Chicagoan.
Interesting.
Well, I never really realized that. That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy. You never know. You might have one more trip down if you need to sign papers or something. So maybe, but that is a crazy thought that from the next trip down, you'll be driving. So
yeah.
Okay. Oh. So hit me up. You got this early morning flight. You're down in Orlando. And who'd you fly? What was your carrier, buddy?
Flew on American. Okay. They are my preferred. I live closer to O'Hare than I do Midway. I know a lot of people swear by Southwest, but you know what? For me to drive to Midway, it is just not worth the hassle to save $10 or $15 each way. It just isn't for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I parked at a place called Pre-Flight Parking. It's a secured parking location. They're fairly reasonable. I joined their frequent parker program about two trips ago, and I already had amassed a free night's parking on the main, the first level, which is the most covered and the most secure.
Okay.
So parked the car, got on the shuttle bus. I was at the terminal within probably 5 minutes, and luckily I flew through security and waited for my flight.
Okay, you glossed past something. You didn't necessarily buzz through security, did you? You had a hang-up, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, there was a little bit of an issue. Most of you will recognize the name B. Thaxton. I promised B, since I was staying at her house on this trip, that I would bring her some gummy bears. Well, I'm going to clue you folks into something. Do not try to fly with a 5-pound bag of gummy bears in your personal bag. They will stop you. They will purposely rescan your bag. Then they will open it. Then they will take out the bag and say, "What is this?" And I have to explain to them it's a 5-pound bag of gummy bears. And that's why it didn't have a uniform density when it went through your x-ray machine. So, okay, no problem. We just have to swab it. Well, apparently the swab had an alarm. And I was like, oh, dear, please, Lord, don't make me get like a body cavity search for gummy bears. But they were kind enough to allow me to take my gummy bears and go. They did keep my multi-tool that I forgot I had on my key ring, so that was unfortunate. Gerber, you will get another sale out of me now, apparently. But, you know, other than that, the morning went well.
Okay. And B got her gummy bears. Very good.
And yes, B got her gummy bears.
Okay. So you're landed in Orlando, and you're picking up a rental car, right? I mean,
I found my way to the shuttle stop for. I'll just tell you, I rented through Sixt. It's SIXT.
Okay.
They specialize in German cars, believe it or not. So you can rent an Audi, you can rent a BMW, you can rent some really high end Mercedes. I purposely did not, because I didn't want to spend that much money. I rented a normal, what was supposed to be a quote-unquote full-size sedan, so it would have been like a Chrysler 300 or a Chevy Malibu or something like that, and apparently they were out of those cars. So I was given a free upgrade to a Jeep Grand Cherokee, which nice. I quite enjoyed. Apparently on my receipt it said that it had navigation. Couldn't get that to work, so I was using the navigation on my phone the entire time. Another tip for people, if you are going to be doing that much driving, just spring for the in-dash navigation, because using your phone is a pain in the rear end.
Especially on your trip, when you're trying to locate spots that aren't tourist attractions, right?
Exactly. Like, I'm putting in names of apartment complexes or an address, and then it's constantly look down at the phone to see how much further I'm on 192 or on 27 or I-4 or whatever. I learned really quickly on this trip how much I really do love having my navigation in my dashboard.
Yeah. So a side tale right there. I agree with you. When I bought my newest used vehicle, which is a van, I obviously upgraded the stereo, and I bought the new Sony with Apple CarPlay.
You just
plug the phone right in, and it just magnifies the screen. It brings up to obviously another screen, but it
mirrors your phone screen on the dash. Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, I thought, okay, it's an upgrade, but you know what? You're exactly right. That map is now like a 10-inch screen in the middle of my van. So when you're driving, yeah, I agree with you. Good call there, buddy.
So I typed in B's address and away I went, about 40, well, actually, I take that back. I stopped and got a haircut. The first thing I did in Florida on my trip, I stopped and got a haircut. Now, the interesting, well, I won't even say it's an interesting backstory, but the backstory on that is the girl that used to cut my hair moved to Orlando. She now cuts hair at the same branded location that I go to up here, but she's now down there. So I made an appointment, surprised her. She was rather shocked to see my name on her books for the day. And it was nice. I got to catch up with her. And then I went and put in B's address and made my way up to her house.
I'm envisioning this scenario in My Blue Heaven where, like, Steve Martin goes in and all of a sudden all these old former gangsters are eating at the restaurant. Hey, yo! All right, new freshly haircutted Peter is now traveling towards B's house. Okay, and what's your plan for when you get down there?
I did not make any plans for the first day because I had gotten up very early. I had a 7 o'clock flight, which means I had to be at the airport at 5, which means I had to park my car by like 4:30, which means I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, so Pete's not a morning person. In case anybody doesn't realize that yet, there's a reason I work nights. It's because I don't do days.
Okay.
It's not early days. But, you know, it was the first day was just kind of laid back. I didn't know how long it was going to take me to get everywhere. I didn't know how long it was going to take to get the rental car. I got to B's house around 2 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
So my first little bit of Disney magic occurred shortly after I arrived. I got taken to Cast Connection, which is the Disney cast member store.
You know what? I should say this. Let me just stop you for 1 second. I'm sorry to interrupt your story.
Mm-hmm.
This is 100% what I would expect from B. She is about the sweetest person. And so, I mean, her offer to have you stay with her at the house when mm-hmm. you're looking, it's completely consistent with what I know of that woman. She is just about the sweetest person I could think of. So I remember when my father was really ill last year, she nearly texted me or instant messaged me or called me about every day, maybe every other day for the majority, and I'm not lying to you, the majority of the summer. So I will always remember that. So with you saying you're staying at B, people are like, why is Pete I completely would expect that to happen.
Yeah, that's just the type of person she is. Yes. She found out I was moving there, and I told her my plan was to actually stay on my DVC points and get a room for the week that way. She said, well, you're welcome to do that, but if you don't want to burn your points like that, you're welcome to stay at my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, she opened her house up to me without a second thought. And my wife, I mean, Missy came down halfway through my trip, and you know, I cannot thank her enough for doing that. I wish I had kept the page she printed up. She printed up a little welcome page. She referred to her house as the Dewdrop Inn.
She sent me the picture, Pete. Hilarious. She sent me the text of the picture. I have it if you want it.
Oh, yeah, no, I got to get a copy of it. It was pretty funny. Basically, it said, we'll wait on you for the first day you're here. The rest of the time, get your own dang drink out of the fridge. So it was pretty funny. Yeah. And it was absolutely like that. I was treated as if I was a family member from basically from the time I got there.
She's awesome.
So, but then, yeah, we went to Cast Connection. I got a couple of things that were really, really discounted. And then we went back to her house, and we had, she made spaghetti for us for dinner, and we went out and we're looking at different apartment complexes that were not already on the list, but that were close by, and was writing down phone numbers and locations, and spent the rest of the evening looking those up and putting them on the list of places I was going to see over the next few days.
Now, Pete, I'm not going to say the word you buried the lead here, but it's pretty close. So you went to Cast Connections with almost everyone listening is right. Tell me more about this store. So can you talk about that store more? What is it?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, what is it like?
It is. Think of. All right, if I know you've been to the Disney Character Warehouse, correct?
Yes.
Think of that before it goes to Character Warehouse.
Okay.
So they have stuff, you know. There were some Disney princess Halloween costumes that were there for like $10. I was able to pick up, and I have one for you and one for Stacey, and I haven't given them to you yet, but I actually have the water bottle lanyards.
Hmm. Cool.
They were like, the lanyards are like $1.
Okay. do they have props there? Do they?
They have props. They have costumes. They have old furniture from rooms that have been redone. You know, somebody we know may have bought a table that had Mickey's inset into the tabletop. which was really cool, but I had nowhere to put yet. And probably would have been beaten by my wife had I bought one. But you know, it's stuff like that, that, you know, they had the old flat screen TVs that you bought.
Wow.
You know, it's stuff like that. Like, and it was cheap, man. I can't complain.
So theoretically, Pete, could you go down and buy an apartment and fully furnish it from,
I don't know about fully furnished, but you could theoretically get enough things that if it was like a studio and you already had some place to sit, that you could make it work. Like, you could get a small TV, you could get, you know, stuff like that. They even had some food. Like, they had 5-pound blocks of sliced cheese, like, for doing burgers and stuff like that. I know that sounds silly.
I'm trying to process there. Right.
I'm trying. Like, literally, there's a little section of grocery stuff, and then next to that is the kids' clothing.
Okay, so they have.
It was a little odd, but it worked. Whatever.
So they have cheese. They have clothing. They have furniture. Is there a need for any other stores in the world?
Another thing I did pick up. They had these sets of coasters.
Okay.
They're like the thicker cardboard style coasters. And on the one side, they had different logos, one of them being the Adventurers Club and another one being Skipper Canteen. And, you know, they had all these different things on them. It was really cool. And those sets of, I think they're sets of 12, mm-hmm. $5.
Wow. Well, that'll be something you could probably look forward to going to a little more often when you're down there. But, okay, let's get back to your trip, if you don't mind.
Yes.
So how'd you determine, in terms of places you're looking for, what were your parameters? Give us, like, some parameters. And yeah.
So we decided we had a price point that we wanted to be near. We had a area in mind, mm-hmm. and that area was determined basically by looking up crime rates and, you know, things like that, where I knew that if I was at work for a long period of time, Missy would not feel uncomfortable being there by herself. Mm-hmm. Well, as not uncomfortable as you can be not knowing how to get around yet.
Yeah.
But that's a completely separate issue that we have to work on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's down there, everything's about 30 to 45 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
Everything's a little more spread out. It's not like it is here in the Chicago area where, you know, you go 5 minutes down the road, there's another, you know, okay, so I've got a McDonald's here, a McDonald's here, a McDonald's. I can go for 4 miles and see 7 McDonald's. Down there, it's like 4 miles, you see a McDonald's, a Hardee's, you know, a Taco Bell, and then you don't see another one for another 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right about the crime rates too, buddy. I mean, I know from researching it just for my own, you know, personal, you know, obviously my daydreams of being down there. I mean, you mm-hmm. have really opulent areas and expensive in Dr. Phillips and whatnot. And then you have areas that are located less than 4 or 5 miles from there where the crime rates are extremely high. And it's
now,
you know, it's not a safe place.
I'm going to preface this with saying crime rates being, quote unquote, extremely high, they're not like we're going to be in the west side of Chicago.
Correct.
You know,
but still,
even the bad neighborhoods are not like the west side or the south, the far south side, where, you know, unfortunately the city of Chicago has gotten this rap of being like the murder capital, and it's quote unquote Chirac, and, you know, every place has problem areas and every place has really nice areas. We tried to go closer to the nicer areas, but we also understand that financially, we cannot afford to live in certain areas either.
Mm-hmm. Good point. So, okay.
You know, at day two, I got an early start, and I was out looking at apartment complexes for the next 4 days.
Okay. So you busted through a whole bunch. Did you actually come through to a place? Did you kind of settle on 1, 2, 3? Or when did Missy kind of get involved with it?
Missy came down. Now, I left Chicago on a Tuesday. Missy came down that Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I was there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday by myself. In those 4 days, I saw probably between 12 and 15 apartment complexes.
Boom. Wow, you really those are hard searches
too. Out,
yeah,
and some of, you know, not knowing exactly where everything was, I would go to one, I'd put in the next one on the list, and it says, oh, it's 45 minutes away. Okay, or I put in the next one, and oh, look at that, it was 10 minutes from the one I was at before.
Oh, shoot.
This.
Shoot.
So it was a lot of back and forth. Sixth rental car company, I apologize. I put 780 miles on your Jeep Grand Cherokee in a week. Thank you. It was a very nice vehicle, though. you know, it was just a lot of back and forth, up and down, left and right. And, you know, the second night after quite a bit of running around, B was as diligent as ever. She was working. And you know what? I was fending for myself for dinner, so I, as a couple of people saw, I went over to Disney Springs and asked everybody what I should have for dinner. There was some call for poutine. I'm trying to keep a peaceful peaceful relations with everybody. I decided to go and do deluxe burger for the first time ever and really enjoyed it.
Cool. So you just kind of wandered the streets of Disney Springs on your own.
Yeah.
Love it. Did you, okay, so like in my mind, like when I'm at Disney Springs, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, this is going to be nice on vacation. Did you have that feeling, or did it feel like, holy cow, I could be able to do this at any point that I want to? Like when did that kick in?
That trip that I took to Disney Springs by myself, that was more like, I felt more vacation-like.
Okay.
For that one. The next time I went to the Springs, I'll explain, was with Missy, and that feeling was not the same that time. So B and I went to dinner one night. She had never had Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. There is a number of Giordano's locations in the area down there.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite Chicago-style deep dish.
It'll do. It'll
it's
do.
Passable.
Yeah, it'll do.
Yeah, absolutely. Lou Malnati's, if you're listening, you still hold my heart. You know, but, you know, it was good. She never had it. She quite enjoyed it. We brought quite a bit of it back. Her roommate got to try some of it. She thoroughly enjoyed it as well. So
nice.
And in case anybody's wondering, there is a Giordano's location that is close enough to deliver to Disney World Resorts.
Yes, yeah, so
you
people
do have to find the right location, though.
Yeah, you're right. So if you're in a resort, you probably have had a flyer. Here's a pro tip, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. There are scams at Walt Disney World where you'll get these fake flyers dropped under your door. And it'll be for, mm-hmm, these pizza locations, and it'll be these professional-looking flyers. And you call, and you place your order, and you give them your credit card, and like 3 hours later, it never shows up. So you got to be careful. So that's a great tip. There is a pizza location that I know is called Flippers. And
yep, Flippers is well-known. There's a Pizzeria Uno that is near enough that they will also deliver to resorts.
Yes.
And
so
Giordano's.
Make sure it's like legit. If you're not going to order from the Sasagula Pizza Company and you're going to order outside, make sure it's legit. Because, yeah, that is...
My suggestion, go on Yelp or, you know, Grubhub or something like that, where you will have some recourse, and find one that is recommended in the area by people that live in the area.
Okay.
If you want to get good pizza, you're going to have to ask people to get it on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now Missy comes down, and you've got these whittled down, right, buddy?
Yep. Unfortunately, I wasted no time. She got there on Saturday around 12:30, 1 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, she had already seen two of the locations that I had on the short list of four.
Okay.
And then we decided she wanted to eat. And I said, well, what do you want? Blah, blah, blah. We went through back and forth, as, you know, we always do. And I said, you know what, we'll just go to Bonefish Grill. It's something we both enjoy, you know, whatever. And she said, well, every time I ask you what you want for dinner when we're at home, home being Chicago, you will be a smart aleck and say, well, you know, Morimoto Asia sounds good. Why don't we do that? And I have to be told that that's not an option here. Well, down there, that was an option. So she decided that she wanted to go to Disney Springs for dinner instead.
And the angels appeared out of Pete's hearing, and they started singing, right?
And that was the thing, that, like, when she said it that way, it's like, that's when I realized, like, you know, that is an option. You're right. Why am I going to go to a place that I have in the Chicago area? Not that it's bad. I like Bonefish Grill. But you know what? We went down there, and first place we tried was Homecoming. They had like a 35-minute wait. We went over to Morimoto Asia, and they're like, well, we have a 45-minute wait, or if you'd like to sit at the sushi bar, we can seat you right now. And we were like, sold. So we had a very enjoyable meal up at the sushi bar at Morimoto Asia, and it really was not that much more expensive than what we would pay for sushi here. And we enjoyed ourselves.
Awesome. That's a really cool experience when you finally realize this isn't now the rarity. It could be like once every 2 weeks, you know? It doesn't have to be every week, but, you know, once every 2 weeks. Cool. Really cool. All right, so you got them whittled down to two, or at least you saw two. When did the other two take place, buddy?
Well, we saw a third one Saturday, but I had to feed Missy before, in between number two and number three. Otherwise, she was starting to get a little hangry. And being diabetic, it was not a good idea to let her get hangry. So we ate a quick lunch and then continued looking. Saw those three. We had an appointment to see the last one, which was actually my favorite of the four on the short list. And that was on Monday morning. So that was that. So we basically had Sunday to ourselves. We did some, went out to breakfast, did a little bit of furniture shopping. And then we, in the afternoon, we were taken to Magic Kingdom.
Magic
by Kingdom? A cast member.
Okay.
Do
you still have your APs, at this point,
buddy? No, our APs have expired.
Okay.
So we actually were brought in on her cast member passes, and you know, we were in the Magic Kingdom for about 2 hours, I think. And in that 2 hours, we were on Winnie the Pooh, because Missy had never ridden it, and B and Mary felt that was a travesty and a crime. We went on Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, and, you know, then we went over to the Wave and had dinner.
Okay, cool.
Which is another first. I had never eaten at the Wave.
I've been there for breakfast. Lisa and I, when we went on our date weekend a couple years ago, we ate there for their breakfast, like brunch type. And it was actually really good.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed. It was very good. They were able to accommodate Missy's dietary needs readily, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. After that, we found our way over to Bay Lake Tower and went up to Top of the World Lounge.
Nice. Well, hang on. So let's at least describe. So the Wave, if you're not looking for it, you won't find it in the Contemporary. It's at the ground level. And it is to the right, all the way to the right corner, just past like the check-in area and the concierge.
Yeah, if you go in through the main door, It is straight back on the left past all of the check-in desks.
It's got this bizarre entrance. It kind of looks like circles and whatnot. So, if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you kind of have to.
Yeah, no, you need to kind of either ask or you know keep a very sharp eye peeled for it.
Okay. So now you're up to Top of the World Lounge, which I've never been as a DVC member.
And this was my first time as well.
Okay.
So we horned in on some woman who was working on her laptop that had like five chairs around her, but she was only using one. So we stole those four chairs from her. The poor lady was just trying to eat her spinach dip and tortilla chips and work on her laptop. When another table opened up closer to fireworks time, we actually moved over there. I did try the Seven Seas Lagoon.
So we saw.
Yeah, it's a drink for two. And no, I didn't share. And yes, I did have two of them. it was delicious. I would highly suggest it to anybody that likes a fun drink like that. If you're not my size, maybe don't have two or maybe share it like you're supposed to. But our waiter was very, very kind in not saying anything to me about it.
Coincidentally, that night, I heard stories about a guy with his shirt off doing the wave outside. I'm not quite sure what that was about, but
I saw that guy, actually.
It was weird. Okay.
It was. Right. I don't know. I was very well behaved.
All right.
I don't know. I don't even... That guy had, like, a strange accent. I think it was, like the West Coast somewhere. He sounded kind of surfery.
Really? Because I thought the guy's name was Milos, but I'm just going to go past it. That's all I'm just going to say.
No, Milos isn't... I know Milos. That was not Milos.
All right, so you got a great view of the fireworks, right?
Enjoyed the fireworks, went back down, drove that night, so had enjoyed the ride back to her house and called it a night.
Nice.
Woke up early the next morning and took our hard hat tour of the fourth and final location we had on our short list. And I legit, like, literally mean a hard hat tour because it is still under construction.
Okay, I was going to say hard hat meaning like literally? Like,
yes. Like literally it is a brand new construction complex. And it is actually the one we have chosen to live in.
When's the completion, buddy?
They actually have people moving in, I think, this weekend.
Okay.
For the first building and the first set of carriage houses, which are like townhouses.
Nice.
My building will be done early September, which works out nicely for us. So,
did you sign papers?
Not completely done with that part yet, but it's been decided between Missy and myself that that's where we want to be.
Nice.
So.
Good. That's awesome. That is like, now, if there was ever just like, okay, this is kind of pie in the sky and maybe we'll do it, like, this is now getting really serious.
Oh, like, we know where we're living.
Awesome.
And then.
Yeah, how'd you celebrate? You know, that was, How'd you celebrate that?
We went and looked at more furniture. Okay. I mean, it wasn't anything super exciting. But then that evening, we had tickets for Moonlight Magic DVC party at Epcot.
Okay.
We were contacted by a friend and were invited up to Club 33. So we very happily accepted that very gracious
boom
invitation.
So that's
and
the celebration.
I got to
right?
experience Club 33, which is something I never thought I would get to experience.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was incredible.
Okay.
It is everything you could hope it to be and then some. I think when we arrived, we were a group of five, and there were maybe a total of nine people in the club, including us. There were probably a dozen cast members.
Holy cow.
And anytime you turned and there was anything you could have asked for, they were there, but they weren't on top of you to the point where, like, you felt like they were hovering. They knew our hosts' names, like, when the elevator door opened. they recognized the people that we were invited by. And within 5 minutes of our being there, they knew our names and were calling us by name as well.
Wow.
In the level of customer service in that particular place is ungodly high.
So please tell me that someone pointed at you and said, "Wait, are you the Peter Panacorvo that
No.
Oh, dang. All right.
B was actually recognized by name when she said her name.
Of course. Of course.
I was invited. Missy and I were invited, and I said, you know, we would have a third person, and when I introduced her to our hosts, the response was, "Wait a minute, you're the B from the DBC sales, right?" And she was rather embarrassed and taken aback, but yeah, she said yes, she was.
Oh, that's adorable.
And we had an excellent time. They went above and beyond there. We ordered a couple of things to eat and a couple of drinks. I was treated to an extra drink by the staff who was working on a new drink, and asked if I would be willing to try it. And of course I did, and it was delicious. But then with Missy's dietary needs, we had ordered the pretzels, the soft pretzels with the beer cheese fondue, and they were told that, you know, she wouldn't be able to enjoy the pretzels. They offered to bring her chips, and she's like, "Oh no, I can't really have those either." They then took it upon themselves to go to another country in World Showcase, came back with a platter that was probably, I don't know, 6x10. Half of it was raw broccoli and carrots. The other half was steamed broccoli and carrots in case she didn't like raw.
Wow.
I mean, it was just kind of crazy. Wow. That's the level of customer service in this place.
Wow, that's awesome. What an experience. You know, it's something that many of us, me included too, we're never going to see that, you know? I mean, that's just that's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Awesome. Yeah, I'm jealous for you, brother.
It was incredible. Like, on the way there, B and I were like kids in a candy store. Missy was like, "Yeah, okay, let's go." Like, you really don't understand how big a deal this is, do you? She's like, "Well, based on the way you two are acting, I'm guessing it's a pretty big deal." But, you know,
it's like someone
she
hands
really
you
didn't care that much.
Like someone hands you Super Bowl tickets. It doesn't you don't realize how hard it is to get Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Okay. Very cool.
Like, you know, this is a very exclusive thing.
That's really okay. Awesome. I'm glad you get to share it with both B and Missy.
Yeah.
You know, really cool. Okay.
And then after we left Club 33, Moonlight Magic was already going on. We managed to get on a ride because we spent well beyond the time at Club 33 that anybody expected to. Bought a couple of things at Club 33, none of which will be available from me to anyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just one of those crazy things, and we got on a ride during Moonlight Magic. We ate something during Moonlight Magic, saw the DVC only fireworks, and started heading back.
That was like the greatest evening in the world.
Was incredible.
Right?
Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm grinning from ear to ear. It didn't even happen to me. Okay.
The only thing I wish I had was a couple of pictures from it. Like, I, in case anybody didn't notice it, my Facebook profile picture is me standing in front of the doorbell to Club 33. I have zero pictures from inside. They're not allowed, and I was fine with that.
Yeah, for sure.
I wish I had some, but, I mean, just for me. But, you know, I don't want to take the risk of upsetting anyone or costing anyone their membership or anything like that. To the person that did invite me, you know who you are. Again, thank you oh so much. Next time, you know, dinner's on me, whatever. I don't know how I'll be able to top that, but I'll do my best.
You need someone's legs broken, you call Pete and Chris. We'll take care of that for you. No problem. We'll take care of that. So, all right. So tell me, wrap the trip up, brother. What'd you do on the last day?
Last day basically was spent just kind of hanging out. We slept in a little bit and packed up, returned the rental car with no problems. And then travel problems, as usual, tend to rear their ugly head. We boarded our plane with no issues. We got through security like in 20 minutes from the time we got in the line to the time we were done. Super fast. You know, and then, of course, we get on the plane and weather ensues. We're stuck on the tarmac for 45 minutes.
Weather down there or weather up here?
Weather down there.
Okay.
They actually closed down all of the ramps because of lightning in the area, so we couldn't get pushed back away from the gate. So once we finally did get pushed from the gate, we had to sit in line to take off because everybody else had gotten
pushed back.
Their gates had gotten closed. So, you know, everybody got to the runway at the same time. So,
okay, so hang on. So if this is the first time listening to the show, where have you been? That's an Ellen line. But first off, Peter's not a small guy. So I imagine you sitting on a plane for an extra 45 minutes is like sitting at the dentist office, you know? So how tall are you, Pete?
I'm 6'6". I weigh currently 245 pounds.
Well, okay, that's a smaller version. You were much heavier before. So
I was up to my heaviest. I was 295.
Good. Oh, man, you're awesome.
I've got another 25 pounds to go or so.
And when you do stop by my work and we talk, you do look awesome. You do look great, buddy. But 6'6", and you're on a plane now for an extra 45 minutes. Oh.
So, you know, the flight goes relatively smoothly once we finally get to take off. And then we land, and there's yet another problem. The jetway's broken.
What?
They can't seem to get the jetway to mate up to the plane properly, and they have to call maintenance.
Okay.
So we then continue to sit at the gate at O'Hare for about 30 minutes. The young lady that was sitting next to me on the flight was actually trying to get a connection to London.
Oh, no.
It left. By the time we got there, she had 15 minutes, and then we sat on the plane for a half an hour.
Oh.
Luckily, one of the other guests on the plane was able to contact the airline that she was on and got her rebooked on another flight. So she didn't end up having to go to London. She went to Barcelona. Her final destination was going to be Portugal anyway, so it worked out well, but
okay.
You know, she was going to get to see a lot of different stuff.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
But you know, once we finally did that, we got our bags and took the shuttle back to the car and managed to get home about an hour and a half, 2 hours later than expected. But you know, it is what it is. It's travel.
I think we all are like completely jealous of the steps you're taking to do this and. It's just awesome hearing, you know, every trip down there and every plan that you take, because many of us, I'm going to put myself in that category, my chance is going to be a vacation destination or a vacation purchase, but not to start a life at this point. And I'm jealous of you. I love hearing your story, buddy.
Everybody can be jealous. I'm currently having like a nervous breakdown because I'm starting to stress out.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh.
You know, it's stuff up here has to get finished being taken care of. Stuff down there has to be finished getting taken care of. And, you know, sometimes things just don't happen as fast as we want them to. So things aren't taken care of yet that I wanted taken care of by this point, and that's just not happening. And it's starting to like loom over my head, that at least I feel like it's looming over my head. Like, hey, you're moving in less than 2 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I trust me, I get it. This is very much a first world problem, but at the same time, it's like, it's a very stressful situation for me as much as it is an exciting one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, what? I appreciate that perspective. First world problem. You're right. But you know what? It's your entire world, you know? And so it makes it completely valid, and like, not that you needed anyone's validation, but we'd all be freaking out. It's not like I'm, you know, we started talking before the show. It's not like you're just moving from, you know, frankly, Chicago to Schiller Park.
Yeah.
You're moving 1,200 miles away, new jobs for both, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I mean, moving from one part of Bloomingdale to another was stressful enough. This is like, this is that on a whole new level, but it is what it is.
Okay. Well, you know what? In our EDCOT group, I know we have some people that have relocated, and you know, as Dubs listeners, we do have some Floridians who are listeners, and we have friends down there. So that's kind of cool. You already have a built-in community of friends down there. Beth Axton and Scott, you know, live down there. You know, I could mention a bunch of people. You know, we had Patrick Kling and Kristen Walbeezer, and they live down there and whatnot. So it's really cool to have already a community down there. But
yeah, no, I'm lucky in that I do have some friends down there already. You know, there's other people down there I'd like to become friends with. If that happens, hey, incredible, great. But if not, it's fine too.
And you're talking about like Bob Iger, of course, right? And Joe Rohde.
Joe Rohde would make that list. You know, I'd like to just get to meet Tim Tracker and his wife Jen. I think they're really incredible people.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, Brock and Promise from the Ears to You vlog are another couple of people I'd like to meet. Luckily, I do have a friend up here that knows them. He may be able to introduce me to them. If we hit it off, cool. If we don't, hey, you know, I got to meet somebody that I wanted to meet, and that's fine.
Cool.
But and if he can't arrange that meeting, that's fine too. I get that as well, you know.
Most importantly, Pete, you get to say goodbye to snow forever, potentially.
Well, sort of. My family will still be here. Missy's family will still be here. We're not going to force them to always come down to visit us. We will come back up here to visit occasionally. As a house guest, I don't expect to be asked to do a lot of shoveling of driveway and stuff like that, but, you know. I'm not completely done with snow in my life, but I think I may be lucky enough where I'm done shoveling snow for my life.
Okay. Okay, well, if you're staying with the Malik household, I'm putting a shovel right in your hands and saying, let's go to work, big guy, you know?
You got a leaf blower, right? I'll just blow all of it into the streets.
Awesome. So if anyone's got any advice, Pete, or if they want to contact you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If they have advice for me, I'm more than willing to hear it. Yeah, I've got less than 2 months, and I've got a trailer lined up to take all my stuff, and mm-hmm. You know, it's about it.
Okay, so how do they contact you?
You can get me. I'm always in the EDCOT group. I can get me over on the WWV podcast page. I'm on Twitter at Magic Mouse Medic. I'm on Facebook. Just search for my name personally. If you want to make it a private message just between us, that's great too. You know, I'm not hard to find, especially in a crowd full of shorter people. I'm pretty easy.
You're pretty easy to find.
You know, I stick out like a sore thumb most of the time. Other than that, you know, but like always, you. The EDCOT group or the WWV page, of course, you can always get me on there, though.
Awesome. All right, so let's bring this to a close. So if you got any advice, if you got any questions, or if you just...
Questions, advice, comments.
If you just enjoy following along.
Think I'm crazy for doing this. You're jealous you're not doing it. You're want to offer me a job or my wife a job and you're down there, hey, we're willing to entertain offers and ideas, whatever.
Yep.
But, you know, and even if you just, you're going to be down there after the 21st of September. Well, no, I'm going to say after the 1st of October, because I'm hoping to be there around the 19th, 20th, 21st time where I'm going to be there. I'll be getting some stuff squared away and then I'll be flying back here, meeting up with my wife, and then her and I are going to be driving down at that point. That'll be the final drive.
Okay. Well, again, if you you want to find them, Edcott or the WW Review, or just search Pete's name on Facebook. So,
and, one last thing. If you're, you know, our regular listeners, if, you know, they're down there in the parks or they're coming down, they're going to go to that dark place, even if you're going there, you want to meet up for a drink, have a meal, just hang out, meet, just to say hi for 5 minutes, you know, hit me up. I'll be happy to meet everybody and anybody that wants to meet up. Not that I'm anybody all that special, but hey, if you want to meet up, I'm willing to meet up with you.
Oh, stop. You're about one of the nicest guys I know, Pete, and anyone would be crazy to not want to go and have a drink.
I'll give you that $20 next time I see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
So for my buddy Pete and myself, we'd like to thank you for downloading and listening, and we want to wish you a really great day.
See you, everybody.